Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds,
and more.
And visit reallifesci-fi.show for a bunch of links. And if you have a topic or guest that you want to suggest, email wadeandwillie@gmail.com. Wade is W-A-D-E and Willie is W-I. It's just with a Y. Don't do I-E. I don't know. It's like we don't get any emails. And the only thing that I can think of is they're spelling one of our names wrong.
And is spelled out. It's not the and symbol.
It's not the ampersand. It's spelled out old English style. Did and have an E on it in old English? Did they say and?
And
let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. The new album is called Midstream Shifts. The band is called Sound Became Color, or DJ. I don't know what you call things. I think band is everything now, right? It's just band no matter what.
It might be DJ this time. I'll explain later. I'll let you finish.
Oh, okay. Well, let me introduce you and then you can explain. Returning. He thinks the 9th time. We didn't fact check it.
I think this is 9, but I could be wrong.
Okay, so next time we'll have a big balloon for you and stuff. The decade. The Decade Number Club. It's Timothy Pizza. What's up?
Nothing much, man. I've just been working on this record and counting the days so I can come back on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Well, Woo! Go on. Why is it DJ and why was it not previously DJ? What is this album? Did you do it different?
It's all samples. It's kind of a mashup between 3 records, kind of like a gray album situation, if you will.
Yeah. If you don't know, the Gray album was the Beatles' White album and Jay-Z's Black album mixed together, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to move on.
So this is Reed Michaels' Maximalist Minimalism, which is a drum library. The soundtrack to Forbidden Planet. Hey, Moose. This other dude playing the cello by himself.
Wait, what's Forbidden Planet?
Leslie Nielsen, 1956. It's the first electronic music. It's all these, they made all these circuits that go like, woo, all these weird.
Who's the composer of that?
I don't remember his name. I can pull it. I got it in my vinyl somewhere. If I see it, I'll grab it.
It's okay. I'm just curious if he went on to success and oh my God, I just noticed your cat is in your little baby thing.
Oh, yeah. If I don't put her in here, she'll just sit on my lap and demand things the whole time I'm on a call.
Jesus, that's amazing.
TikTok shop.
it's a baby Bjorn, but what would it be called for a cat?
Kjorn? I don't know.
A cat Kjorn? That's the best you got?
I call it the cat sling.
I call it the perfect place for my kitty.
Yeah, they got different sizes. They got like kitten sized ones. They got fat cat sized ones.
My cat would not be into it, but it's very cute. And I hope. What's the cat's name?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise? This is the first time I've asked that. I don't remember that.
No, you've met Mayonnaise before.
Shit. All right. Sampling sounds like a fucking pain in the ass.
Oh, dude, it was a fucking nightmare. So, like, I basically, like, took this cello record and sliced up every single note and sound and remade the whole entire thing. And it sounds like...
This is vinyl?
I recorded vinyl to tape, which I thought was funny, and then I recorded the tape into the computer.
So you've got like a bunch of, you're set up, you've got all the fucking adaptive equipment or whatever.
I can afford all the equipment from 1998. Okay. But I've got great equipment for 1998.
For 1998, right? Like you and what's Tribe Called Quest? What's that guy's name?
That's what it is, right?
Well, he's the best. He's the guy who like introduced sampling to hip hop. Like he had a shitload of records, and he would just go through. When you listen sampling. To Tribe shit, it's like all sample. It's fucking good though.
Yeah, I used to listen to him back in the day, but now I'm so for the live part of this record, I'm actually.
Q-Tip? No, what the fuck is his name?
No, it's not Q-Tip. It's not Five Dog. It's not
whatever. Go, it's go not on.
Questlove,
we're gonna,
right?
We're gonna say, no, it is. No, it's not Questlove. Fuck. What were you saying, Tim?
Well, I mean, I've always been deaf in one ear, so I've never been able to mix records. But this program came out called Serato, where you can do it by eye. Like, you don't need to have the vinyl. You can, like, see it on the screen and do it that way. So I made, there's 38 tracks. They're all really short, like anywhere from 30 seconds to a minute and 10 seconds.
Oh, and, I had to catch up because of headphones.
And so I'm DJing it live with video. So then
you see like a heartbeat monitor or something for the beats per minute, or how does it work?
You see the sound files. And then you can sync them.
And does it look like editing software? There's two things going at the same time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's two things. And then you can see all the snares. Like, all the snares are white, so you can just kind of push them together.
Oh, it's color-coordinated?
It is the most fucking fun I have had in 20 years. Like, I come home, I have a couple drinks, I'm like a little buzzed. I have to work early in the morning. I'm like, oh, I'm going to spin some tracks for a while. Next thing I know, it's sick band.
Well,
like,
give me some advice, because I've got this extra computer over here that I put a keyboard on, and I have,
dude, get this.
Don't you have a synth pad?
It's like a, dude, I don't know what it's called.
Dude, get this cheap ass thing on Amazon.
A turntable kind of deal.
It's called a Party Mix. It's like $100. You could probably find it for $80 on eBay. And then get Serato DJ Lite. DJ Lite. It's free. Serato.
Okay.
It is the most fun.
I got this though, but I'm not very good at it. It's like a. Do you know what this is?
Yeah, totally. I used to have one of those.
Is it good? What do I do with it?
I mean, that's great, but it won't work for Serato.
The pads
would work. You wouldn't be able to like use the record things, but yeah, you could use that.
Just for listeners, what is this?
That is a MIDI keyboard
and pad controller.
So you could plug that into Ableton Live and hook it up to a soft synth and make noise with it. You could trigger samples from the pads. You could use the pads as a sequencer.
That's more for like live music, right? Like this isn't going to do me any good, is it?
No, that thing's awesome. You should keep it, and it's rare because it has all black keys.
Well, this is a gift. This is rare, so I should take care of it.
Yeah, you can't find those anymore. You can't find all black ones.
It's funny because I have one, but I've got the white keys.
Yeah, no, that's all you can get now. It's like, or are they all white? Like, even the black keys are white?
I'll be very careful. No. It's called Midstream Shift. So it's cello. Is that what you said? Cello?
Yeah, it's cello.
and electronic music from the 70s.
I know. It sounds like a band.
No, I listened to the first half of it, and I'm like, oh, it sounded like real. I thought you had your drummer buddy playing on it, because it's like.
No, the drums are live. I'm my drummer buddy. The drums are live. And then, but I sampled them. They're from, he made a library record. So
how do you put drums into a computer?
You just drag them in.
Just throw them in there. Like you're dragging them into the recycle bin or something.
Okay. You know, in Premiere Pro.
Yeah.
Like you would drag the drums right down onto A1.
I know. I'd have to record them. How do you record them? Don't you need like five mics to set up a fucking
drum? Oh, I don't
drum?
Fucking know how to do that. Like, no way. I could do it on, I could sequence drums.
I was drumming for a band not too long ago. The only band I was ever in. And,
Camerata?
No, just camera. Or camcorder. What's Camerata?
Oh, I thought that was called. Damn it.
No, I think, oh, isn't camcorder. That the party that used to happen after Channel 101?
Yeah.
And the guy sound testing kept telling me to hit the rack, and I didn't know what that meant. It was so embarrassing. It means the tom.
Hit the rack?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Everyone was acting like I was stupid or something. I never heard that.
Like I was fucking with you.
Yeah, fuck that guy. All right. Here, let's do the WoW scale.
WoW scale.
The WoW scale stands for Waiter Willie. It's a five-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Waiter. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. You ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
Hell yeah.
Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
That's a yes, yes, yes.
And ghosts?
Yes.
You're up Northern California, right? Where are you?
Oakland.
Oh, Oakland, like the poor San Francisco. But now even Oakland is hard to live in, right?
We're in a little pocket. It reminds me of the Haight-Ashbury in like 2001 when I moved there. It's great. It's but that was way worse back then. So I think Oakland's cooler than San Francisco now.
It's got, yeah, it's like, it's one of those up and coming, like, fuck San Francisco type cities. What about Bigfoot? No one Bigfoot. Okay. All right, now here's the new ones. Was 9/11 an inside job?
Probably. I don't know. I said, I wouldn't put it past them, but either way, I wouldn't be surprised. Can the inside job also encompass, they're just not telling us the whole fucking truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever the truth is, they don't know. Cause I don't know if we did it, but they know the answers and they're not fucking telling us.
That is a better way to fish out the question, right? Are they telling us the truth of 9/11?
But who's going to agree to it? Who's going to say yes to that? I don't think they're telling us the truth.
Yeah.
We'll stick with the inside job. The multiverse. Do you believe that it could be a real thing?
Yeah, totally. I think I've talked about this on the show briefly before, but I mean, that fucking DMT documentary with the laser, Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, I feel like we need to do like an entire episode about that, because
if you blur my face, I'll do it on the show.
But would that even work? Do you have to be on DMT?
You guys would have to set it up for me.
Right. And it's like a laser through a pinhole or something, and then you can see the code?
It's a laser refracted off of, so you have to hit the laser off of some glass, and then when that spreads onto the wall.
Yeah.
I have that stuff. I could do that. But I don't want you doing that in my apartment.
We should get a shitty hotel.
Ah,
I mean, let's get
and a shaman, shitty hotel, a shaman, and an ER specialist.
I'll just stay here.
I'll take Viagra.
So you're still a four. I think you're probably always just been a four, right? Because you refuse to budge on the Bigfoot thing.
I used to. I think I've gone a little lower because I used to not do the ghost thing.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right, well, Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Three-Eye Atlas, the third interstellar object humans have ever recorded. Some say it's a regular comet, just not acting very regular. And some, like Harvard's Avi Loeb, say we should consider treating this like alien technology. Let's find out why they're saying that and more tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. ATLAS stands for Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System. So that's ATLAS. It's like, oh, what? Probably from a movie, you know, because everybody calls meteors asteroids. And it's labeled 3I because it's the third interstellar object. If it was a comet, it would be 45C or however many comets.
Yeah, 3,000. So wait, is every comet interstellar?
No. This is the first.
Oh, no comet is, because they're just cruising around in our universe, in our solar system, right?
Yeah, yeah. So most comets, well, every comet that we've witnessed, here's our solar system. Beyond that is the Oort cloud. And that's just tiny, tiny pieces of ice that like come into the, you know, like Halley's Comet every 75 years. A lot of them will burn off by the time they get to the sun. But some of them that come back, they've got really large, their path around the sun.
Trajectory?
Yeah, the tails don't need to be that long. The tails is just really how much gas is coming off of this object. And so, yeah, comet is...
Well, so
is
couldn't this ice be a thing that is just a new comet? Like, what if it gets in here and then it starts going around our sun and then we see it every 40 years or something?
It's moving so fast that they know it didn't originate in our solar system. It's going like... I mean, like it is fucking cruising. It's going
like 143,000 miles an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what is things that in space travel? I mean, I have no like litmus for that. I don't know how things like that's fast, but I don't know.
The Earth spins at 93,000 miles an hour.
That doesn't help.
I know.
I gotta like put a cheetah against a train and then I'm like, oh, I kind of get it. I know how fast those things sort of are. But right, once you get into like 100,000, I'm like, yeah, I don't fucking, okay. Sure, sounds fast.
Halley's Comet is going 123,000 miles per hour. This one's going 152,000 miles per hour.
Yeah, like, so well, whatever.
It's weird because they're very close, but they're like, no comet could move this fast and be a part of our Oort cloud.
Well, take away the Oort cloud thing. Couldn't it, because it's going 20,000 faster than Halley's Comet or something, is it fast enough to just slice through our universe and keep going, or is it going to get caught up?
It's a one-way trip. It's not going to get caught.
No,
not at all. And so let me go through some of the weird things. I'll try to just sum these up so then we can talk about it, because I it's pretty compelling.
I mean, let's cut to the chase. It's doing things that are unnatural is the headline I keep seeing.
Yes. So NASA is just saying, hey, it's a normal comet behaving normal. And that is the fishiest thing in the world, because it is not behaving normal and we've never seen anything like this. And so some people are saying that NASA is basically trying to downplay it so that they don't get mixed up into this UFO buzz. They don't want to say aliens. They don't want to see probe. They don't want to get involved in it. So there's like, oh, it's normal comet. Here's what's not normal about it. We discovered it and it's already in our solar system. For how fast it's moving, they can say that it entered into our solar system, which includes the Oort cloud. The solar system's so much bigger than you think. It entered into our solar system 8,000 years ago, which is about when the Sumerians were here. I mean, when we first started recording history is when this thing entered our solar system.
Yeah.
And so they say that it's not made of ice like a comet, but there is ice on it. And they have observed it off-gassing, but the gas is going towards the sun side of the... I'm going to call it a comet because it's easier, but it's... And that's
what is it? What does a normal comet do?
Comet is ice, and it basically is off gassing from the cosmic rays that the sun are hitting it with. So you only, you know, like
Hale-Bopp. So it's behind it.
Yeah. Hale-Bopp had two tails, one from the sun's cosmic rays and one because it had gas shooting out of it in another direction. You know, picture, why? Because it is just. Have you ever seen dry ice just floating on the
counter? Yeah, Willie, I work in the entertainment industry.
Yeah. So like you can't tell where the gas is going to come out of mostly.
But it's deteriorating. So these things are deteriorating too. Yeah.
So for to have the gas be in front of it and it going faster than anything we've ever seen go through our solar system, that doesn't make any sense. It should be slowing down. It should be.
Well, here's my dumb. And I'm horrible at science and math, and I don't understand any of it. It's been around for 8,000 years. Like, couldn't that thing in the front have just been like slowing it down? Oh yeah, it could be. But I was just gonna say, like, it's only coming. You're saying it's only coming from the front. There's nothing in the back.
There's really nothing in the back, and they only observe this once. They don't really see the gas, but there's so much gas coming off of it though that they can't observe the nucleus. They can't tell what it's made of. They can't tell.
So it's just an Alka-Seltzer. By the time it gets to us, is it even going to be? Also, how big is it? I haven't heard about it. It's big,
already,
right?
Here. The size keeps changing. I think the latest one is 12 miles.
Okay.
Seven to 12 miles.
That's not. I mean, is that in the world?
Huge. That's huge.
Well, what I always hear about, like, oh, it's the size of Texas and the movies.
The reason why Oumuamua is being brought back up, that was the first interstellar object we've ever witnessed. And that thing, they observed it speeding up, accelerating where it shouldn't have. So that was the first time they're like, this might be not just a rock because it's not supposed to do that. So that's when the first talk of like people saying like, this could be an alien device pretending to be a rock.
Mm-hmm. Or couldn't it have just sprung a new leak? And it started spraying shit. And so it's just slow. All right.
Definitely. But so Oumuamua 2017, that was a quarter of a mile big, 400 meters. Two I Borisov was in 2019. That was a little over half a mile big, 1 kilometer in size. This thing they're saying 5 to 15 kilometers, maybe set seven to 12 miles big. I think seven is the latest one. That's what I wrote down.
When is it gonna crash into Earth? Is it on a collision course for Earth?
No.
So we can see it. That's one of the weird parts too.
Why is that weird?
So if you were to look at like the solar system of all the planets, you know, like we're the whatever ninth planet from the sun or whatever. So the sun's here and we're here. The moment that the comet passes Earth, it's exactly when the sun's blocking it. It's like it's avoiding us.
Okay. So it's just like it's coming from the other side of the sun when it gets here. Is it gonna crash into the sun?
No, it's just stopping by. Here, let me share my screen and I'll explain this while it's happening.
So the only reason this is weird is because why?
No. There's a lot of reasons why it's weird. I'm going to come from the standpoint of if this were a probe going through our solar system, it's going in retrograde motion, meaning that everything from the top down looking at our solar system is going clockwise. So it's definitely not from our solar system. And it's coming down at us. And as it scoops in, it's going to fly really close to three planets, Venus, Jupiter. And then it's going to go by Mars. And then it's going to go be on the opposite side of the sun when it opposite of us, and then it hits Jupiter on the way out. I'm going to play this video that they made of it just to show the exact same thing I said. They're saying that in order for a comet to come through and come so close to these things, it's like a million to one. First off, let me show you this. This is the image Hubble took of it.
It's like it's sneaking past us. It's doing a Metal Gear Solid.
What's impossible about it?
How close it flies by all the planets. Honestly, if this thing flew by... Now, the tail on this is not accurate. So here it is coming in into our inner solar system. It's going to go really close to Mars as it pops right here. And then as it passes Mars, it's going to be very close to Venus.
See, right there. Then it's blocking us right there.
And then on the way out, it's going to go right by Jupiter. So for the fact that it goes, if this were a probe, that's really how you would have planned it. If this thing were even a day later, it wouldn't be that close to all these planets.
Well, so it's getting close to planets, but is there anything in here about what's the planet? Yeah, go to where
Nibiru
said that it. Yeah. What's it called? Nibiru.
Go to
where Nibiru would be. I want to see if it stops by Nibiru.
Isn't Nibiru on the opposite side of the sun?
No. Nibiru, the opposite side of the sun thing is what they call Planet X, and we know that there's nothing there.
Oh. We do?
Nibiru is supposed to be a dwarf star that burned out, and it has planets with it. So every time it comes into our solar system, it takes out a bunch of shit. And the path is like every 12,000 years or something.
All right. Well, never mind.
What somebody else is saying, well, Avi Loeb saying this too, that let's say we found a solar system and we saw life on it and we wanted to observe it. We would want to stay hidden from them. And we would want to hide us sending probes towards them because we'd be like, maybe they could detect us. So where it turns, the perihelion, whatever, is opposite of us from the sun. And so that's where we would observe it needing to slingshot, turn on some propulsion or do something else, right? So it's hidden from us when it would hit the burner jets. And if they wanted to release things to probe us, to check us out closer, they would release it behind the sun so that we wouldn't see it coming from it. So that's the idea. That
what about all our satellites?
We only have a couple satellites that will be able to see it, and they're going to be pretty far away. We don't have like a good telescope looking at it, so we're just going to get some. I don't know if we're going to be able. And it happens so fast and so quick, so late we notice it, that we basically have two things that can turn their heads towards it, and they're not. It's not going to give us that much data.
Right.
And,
Could the little Mars guy do anything?
No.
What's a little Mars guy?
Just our Mars rovers. Their cameras aren't good enough to look into space.
I thought there was lore that I didn't know. I thought there was like a guy on Mars because Obama met him or something. So once that happens, when is this happening, by the way?
Now.
No, I know you said that, but like that doesn't mean anything to me. It's not currently happening. Like what how many days is it actually? When is it actually going to come through the what you just showed?
I think it's
so
this week.
So right now is August. It's going to come a close flyby to Mars October 2nd.
All right. And then how long do you think if it launches any probes on the other side of the sun, how long would those take to get here? Christmas time?
Yeah, sure.
Is it just the Doctor Who episode? Are we just going to fucking see a big star in the sky on Christmas?
Right. Maybe. Totally. Are they coming to watch the end of Earth?
God willing. I mean, Jesus. I don't know how we could do it by December. Like, you think we could fuck up the planet? Or are you saying they're going to stick around for a while?
We could try.
I mean,
by December, how are we going to kill the planet in like 4 months? What month is it?
We're going to start by bleaching all the ponds.
Okay. Yeah, that's
so
a good start.
This thing's yeah. hidden from the end of October until December behind the sun. And so we'll see it again in December on its way out.
Oh, so it might be later. Well, so maybe Valentine's Day or something. I'm just trying to get my ducks in a row about when I need to be ready. I will fully sell out the human race. Like, I will be the Franz in Die Hard. Is that his name? Hans.
Hans Gruber.
No, Hans. He's the bad
he's
guy.
Talking
the
about,
fucking
hey,
watch guy. Who's the
Hansy.
Watch? Yeah, I'll be that dude. I will be that dude. You better keep me away from these aliens. I don't know what I could give them. This is where the president lives. Don't go there.
Like, hey, just can you read my mind somehow? Like, you can use this.
I mean,
yeah, here's all my knowledge. And they'll be like, what? This is like nonsense. Everything in your head gives us nothing. It's
look
all
at all these blogs
characters
that I used to write.
No, nah, dude, I think they were on their way, ready to do disclosure. And then they like sent a probe that we didn't know about. And they saw us and they were like, these guys are fucking idiots. And then remap the trajectory so they could ghost us because they think we're a bunch of fucking losers.
Oh, well, that's good, but that doesn't help me at all. I really just want something to happen.
You want some apocalyptic fantasy to unfold?
Kind of. I mean, what do I want to just like stay living here? No, I don't like this.
Oh, no, I'm 100% with you.
There are a few. I mean, listen. There are people every year saying this is the apocalypse, or every year, you know, there's something. Sure. There's been a lot of people saying 4 years that 2025 was going to be the year that we get first contact. I've been paying attention to that. I thought it was supposed to happen back in March, but people have said it years ago about 2025. Like, okay, there was a CIA. I forget the guy's name, whatever.
Right. But we don't even know. Listen, that could come true and we wouldn't even know.
Oh, Greer?
No. I'm talking this guy was like ex-CIA came out. We talked about him once on the show. I forget his name. I gotta look it up. But
it's inconsequential, right? It's like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Totally.
Say.
You know, I hear it every year, and I'm like, okay, we'll see.
Okay, what else could it be? Is that the only two options? It's either like a ship that's self-propelled or a fucking whatever you want to call it. I'm gonna say comet.
Yeah.
Well, if it's 12 miles long, it could be like a small colony. People could fucking live on that thing.
Well, sure, but that's a ship. I'm just saying, are there? Is that it? It's either a ship.
Yeah.
So there's no other theories about like. I don't know what would be cool. Like fucking. There's got to be more to space than that. What if it's if it's a living organism? What if it's like a space whale or something?
Interesting.
That'd be dope.
So they say for the speed. It's going that this thing is super duper old. I'm trying to super duper. Let me try to look. I wrote it down. Let me hold. Let me see.
We've known it for 8,000 years, so it's already
no. That they mapping its trajectory, it entered our solar system 8,000 years. We only found out about it in June, and so it's fucking here. Oh, okay.
Right. Oh, no, I understand all that. I'm just saying, like, 8,000 is already old. I don't know how old you want to make it or what.
Oh, they think that it's older than our solar system.
Well, then how could it be a fucking alien, a ship or something? What are their lifetimes last like fucking hundreds of millions of years?
Right, but that's them like being like, well, if this is a rock, this is how old it must be.
Oh, so this is not okay. This is just facts. Got it. I heard space whales can be that old, billions of years old. A lot of people are saying it.
Yeah, I mean, who the fuck knows?
If there was some life in space, like we wouldn't, how could we detect? We don't have anything that would detect it.
Well, you bring up a point. How do we detect these things? Like what is a satellite doing when it's this, what's it called? Lancer? Ants? What's it called?
A three-eye Atlas.
Atlas. What does Atlas actually do? Is that just a camera? Or is it like a radar system or something?
I think Atlas is a mixture of everything. Because they detected it, and then Hubble took a picture of it. So I think
Well, what's the picture look like? There's a picture of it?
I showed it to you. It was...
You showed it during this episode?
Yeah,
it just looks share. Like it looks like somebody dropped their phone in a dark parking lot. You got to really look to see what if it's like a
the Hubble picture of it. Yeah.
Come but on. That's just lights. I mean, I don't even know what that is. There's a bunch of lights on that. Are those lens refractions?
Those are stars. That's
this right is the there. Object. These are stars in the background. So whatever's detecting it is moving with it, and that's
got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's like a census machine for the universe? Oh, it's machine. Going around all the planets and seeing where there's life and where there isn't. Like it's
do we have to fill it out like on paper and shit, or is it
it's gonna knock on our door and be like, how many people live in your apartment?
Because I lied on the last one. I said that we were all immigrants and that we were all voting.
I thought about putting something like that on there, but I'm like, they will show up. That's a thing that Stephen Hawking was one of the first guys who was like, we should not be broadcasting signals into space, you know, because if there's anything out there, it's going to find us and take all of our resources. And yeah. so that's
fine, because I don't own the resources. I would love for the aliens to come and take the resources away from the billionaires. I would cherish it.
Sorry, Stephen, but you're a
fucking one percenter, dude.
And they're like, hey, you guys, we got to stop these aliens from taking the water from us. Get onto the ship. It's like, I'm just going to watch Netflix.
I'm just going to stick around for as long as the power works. And then I'm going to like find a gun and do something weird.
Yeah,
like, I'm going to go out there and see what happens. I might be too much of a coward. I talk a big game about the apocalypse, and there's a chance that I'll just stay here. But like, I do think it would be really fun to just get a gun. Somehow I've been trying to think about buying one, but I'm so broke. And I don't even know if they're going to let us have guns anymore.
I know you got to get one now. I'm trying to tap into what you're saying, because I feel the same way. And it's just like, dude, if any sort of apocalypse happened, I would get this big amount of confidence, you know, like,
I'd be insane.
Like amount of run confidence? All you want. Yeah, just like whether I had a gun or not, I'm like, you know.
Oh,
if the apocalypse
stick
hits
with me, if you want to lose.
If the apocalypse hits and you guys don't have guns, just come over. I'll hook you up.
We're not going to make it to San Francisco.
And that's not the way I'm going. I'm definitely going to head to Colorado. No, listen, there's nothing against you. I just like I know people in Colorado and they all have guns.
Dude,
and there's woods and shit.
Just get a shotgun. They're hella easy to get. Just get a big.
No, fire. Because I also want something for when the fucking liberals come and I got to take them down, you know, these fucking liberals. I want to shoot these motherfuckers.
Oh, get an AR. They hate those things.
I want a pistol and I think I want a revolver, and go ahead and try and talk me out of a revolver. But I feel
revolver. I've got the revolver with the short barrel, like from Don't Drink Your Gin.
I love that. That's what I want. Yeah,
dude, I got the snub nose. I'd show it to you, but we probably can't do that.
Anything too big, and then you have to like deal with how to hide it, or you know what I mean. It's like one of my pocket.
You know, I'm just going to keep it in my waistband. I'm going to be a gun guy. I'm going to take it everywhere. Go ahead and find me. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm a gun guy now.
Dude, that gun was built so you could kill a bear within 4 feet.
But it's got no accuracy, right? They got to be close.
Yeah, no, it's just, they got to be close.
Which is perfect for me and killing all the liberals that I'm running into.
You get a chance to warn them. I'm warning you.
Yeah, I get sick. I get five warnings.
Yeah, five warnings.
So this thing is super bright. This is why they can't tell the size of it. They can't zoom in to see the nucleus of it. It's because it's super bright. It's like, well, it must have more gas than it has on it, and it doesn't. So that's why they're like, oh, this could be a defense thing to like have gas on the front side of it where it's traveling, so you can't zoom in on it and see it's a spacecraft. That's an interesting take on it. And this guy who's talking, this Avi Loeb, he's from Harvard. Let me read some of his stats real quick. Not that you need to hear him, but I'm like, he's a pretty credible dude. He's the head of the Galileo Project. He's the founding director of Harvard University's Black Hole Initiative. He's the director of the Institute for Theory and Computation.
The Black Hole Initiative at Harvard was just seeing a woman's vagina for the first time.
Yes.
Sorry, nerds.
We're not sure what it is. How to get into?
So we're not from Boston. Do you think everyone that goes to Harvard is Indian or something?
German?
it's kind of Germany. Sorry, go on.
He is a former member of the President's Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, and a former chair of the Board on Physics and Astronomy of the National Academies.
So he's bona fide. Like, what has he got to say?
This is the guy saying all the things that I was saying.
We've been talking for an hour. Like which things? The
everything
the UFO that type shit.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Okay.
He's thinks we should message it.
Yeah, and so NASA's coming out saying like you guys are being irresponsible. Like you just look at the science, and he's like, this doesn't match any of our science, and we should probably talk about it before they get here. In case this is something, like, why shouldn't we talk about it in this way? Because what are we going to do the first time an alien shows up, even though I think they've been here? It's like, I'm like, okay, talk to our leaders, because I don't know what to think about it.
Well, not so that that's I would think a question, that. Though. I don't know. I don't want to like fucking snowball on you. But like, if you believe that there's already aliens here, then what does this do to your, like, you know, canon?
I think that there's multiple races here. And so Timothy and I were talking about this earlier, that there's this theory out here. So you heard of the Fermi paradox, where's all the intelligent life? If there was something, there'd be something. And so there's this other theory called that's the opposite of that. It's called the dark forest theory. It's based on somebody who wrote this book, and it's basically saying like, there's intelligent, hostile life out there. So if you want to survive in the cosmos, you got to stay hidden. You'd like to think that all alien life is benevolent or would help, but it's just like, why wouldn't there be other,
right? But what does that do to your I mean, are these guys new, or did someone just go like, fuck it, let's just bring the big ship, like we don't care anymore? Go on.
Okay, I think that the aliens are here. They could be in the same fucking room as us. But did you ever read Flatland?
No.
Flatland.
Yeah, it's where they're like 2D people, where they like go and they're like, it'd be like if 2D people tried to see, or 3D people went in and tried to see 2D people. You just see a bunch of light. You wouldn't even be able to fucking comprehend it, because your brain, your senses don't even work that way. There's other dimensions and other things. We can't even perceive them if we want to.
Right.
They're on levels we could never even fucking understand. Like, I don't even, like, I think the only way that we could see them is if they abso-fucking-lutely wanted us to see them. Like, I don't think they're just going to crash land and get out.
Yeah, and be like, so then keep going. So what does that mean?
I think that means, so they're either doing like a census thing or like a data thing, or it's like a fucking patch in the universe or a patch.
No, but I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying if there's, because you believe the kind of the same thing as Willie, right? Where there's like aliens around, they're here and we can't see them. So what is this new one? How does this new one like fold into like the lore of like these aliens? Like, how does it fit in? And I know you don't know. I'm just saying.
Like that angle that you were saying, Timothy, that like, look, they can hide from us. They've been hiding from us, whatever. If you really wanted to disclose yourselves to us, yeah, fucking throw something in there that doesn't make sense. And we're supposed to be smart enough to say, though, this is not a comet. And then we're supposed to like all talk about what it means if something was here. And then they show up after we...
I don't know if I really want to talk about like super important things with like a lot of the people in this country.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that like this country would decide, right? Because it would have to be like, I'm sure Asia would have a lot of pull. So anyway, like I'm assuming that the great conversations are happening behind the scenes, and they're just not ever going to tell us about that stuff.
Yeah.
But what is the aliens here doing? Do you think it's friendly? Oh, here's another thing I was thinking about. What if there's like an engineer on this ship who's like, we're going to go like fuck up all these people. I'm going to like make it so that this seems like a ship instead of an asteroid or a comet or whatever they call it down there on Earth. And then he goes to the commands, and he like types in some new code or something, and then it like sort of slows down or whatever. Like, what if that guy's trying to save us? Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, I know the story of three body problem, but that's like a parallel take where it's like,
I totally forgot about three body problem. It was good, I think.
Well, like, yeah,
somebody's trying to warn. Like, don't answer back, you know, and then somebody on our side's like, doesn't like humanity.
I think they're on the level where, like, they don't need to do a thing in the sky. They don't need to do this fucking comment. They could flick a switch and make us see a fucking clock like they do in the beginning of Three Body Problem, where everywhere they look, they see that.
Yeah, but aliens, if aliens are here, this is the whole thing. Like, you guys keep answering the question as if aliens aren't here. But if you believe that they're here, then how is this allowed? Like, what's going on with this thing? Because that's nuts. Don't we have reptilians like working with the president? Are these guys going to get on it and go like, we got to fuck this thing up?
So they could be want to see how we react.
If there are aliens here that don't want us to be connected to the universe, then they would just say things like, tell NASA, like, just tell everyone this is normal and no one's going to pay attention, you know, which they did. It's like, this is a very normal comet.
Yeah. And but NASA, I mean, NASA's like, haven't they been like thoroughly defunded? And like, I don't even know who works at NASA anymore, but doesn't it feel like a bunch of just like Trump stooges and stuff?
I don't feel like they've lost any money, especially with the Space Force.
That's a different budget, isn't it? I don't think that's part of NASA's budget.
It is a different thing, but I'm just going like they haven't stopped. They haven't slowed down. We're sending more shit. We have not slowed down. And Musk isn't taking much from NASA. Like,
I thought they were in trouble of like going bankrupt like 10 years ago.
I don't remember hearing that too.
They're facing budget cuts for next year, but they've still been going strong.
I don't trust anything that comes out of any science organization that's run by Trump. Like, it's all nonsense. They don't give us tornado warnings anymore. So I'm going to believe them about an alien.
I know, right?
I don't know what the fuck to believe about anything anymore.
Well, me neither. And that's kind of like, it's such a weird time for this to be happening, because I thoroughly distrust every piece of information that comes across, and I feel like it's better. I'm just like, yeah, I don't care, man. I don't care. They've beaten me, and I'm giving up. And I really hope that it's aliens, and that they're here to destroy the world. Because what would we be losing? And how would they do it? And would you even we're talking about people, you talk about how advanced they are that we can't even see them in the same room. They could just like they could just erase us, right? It wouldn't be painful. It's like cool. Just it would just be over, and they would win.
I mean, all they'd have to do is blow up the sun.
Well, unless they need. I mean, let's say that they're a mining race or something, and they're gonna come and mine all of these planets. In that case, you would have to, like, I don't know, gas everybody or something. There seems like there would be easy ways to kill people that isn't Mars attacks. That's not like little green men running around with lasers, you know.
Like, you're going to come take all the water.
I think so in my lore of there are aliens that have made, there's good and bad aliens here. There's aliens that have made deals with the government to be able to abduct people. In that realm, they don't want these other people showing up. It might be interesting to see. I mean, it would be cool if then this other race shows up, and not that they want to, they're not trying to save us, just take the resources too. But then you, the ones that are here, like try to defend the planet.
Yeah. And then we're in a weird war that we have nothing to do with.
Yeah.
It'd be like living in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Everyone's like coming for your oil, and you're like, I don't get it. I'm living in this fucking slums. And then you get shot and stuff. I'm open to that. I feel like I could get on board with that. A big alien war on Earth. That sounds fun.
So if that were the case, I mean, like let's say an alien war did start, and like world leaders are still trying to hide it or whatever, you know, because they don't want just everyone to just, you know, ride in the streets like we just won the world sports.
Do you think that they would care at that point? Wouldn't they be making backroom deals just to make sure that they are going to serve? They wouldn't give a fuck about us.
I feel like our leaders would try their hardest to make us continue to go to work and have life as usual. It's like, we got to have our infrastructure as long as we can.
So this is a question. I know. This is what I wanted to ask. Let's say that you have a 9-to-5 job. I don't feel like any of us here do, but let's say that you did. And the alien, like, at what point, let's just say that it's, well, I can't put that stipulation. I'm just saying, when do you stop going to work? Like, it doesn't have to be aliens. I'm just saying, like, in any apocalyptic scenario, like, obviously, if there's a nuclear bomb and everything's decimated, you're not going to work. But, like, what if you telecommute? You know, what if you're remote? Like, at what point would you guys just abandon money completely? Be like, I'm not paying rent anymore. Come and get me. I'm not going to work. Money is done. Where's that line for you guys?
To me, it's too early, you know, because I'm like, I don't want to have a normal way of life while they are fighting it out, you know? So like, I'm like, I feel like I'm going on recon missions right away, trying to get resources.
What?
I say recon, I mean like, like let's say aliens war starts. I'm gonna go get some supplies.
Like what? Oh, just like end of the world shit.
It's like a, you know, a shopping cart and run home.
I'm going to the pharmacy.
Why?
I'm just going to try to get, like, I would take a whole fucking shopping cart.
You're just prolonging your current life without having to pay for shit. That's an answer. I didn't.
Well, no, the first thing I'm doing is I'm going to start smoking again.
Yeah, I always think about that.
That's the first thing.
I don't even know if I like it anymore. I kind of like these things. I'll just steal a bunch of these things that I got.
I always think about smoking in, but then I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm going to end up trading cool shit for cigarettes because they're going to be hard to get. So, like, don't start.
Cool.
Yeah, shit. I know.
Like what? Toys? You're in the end of the world. Those things have zero, like, even less.
You remember Mad Max with the little kid, and he's playing the little music box thing? How cool that was and valuable to that little kid that had the boomerang?
Yeah. I mean, no, but why do you say it?
I'm just going, like, all this cool shit, 20 years into the apocalypse is just so much cooler. It's not really valuable, but it's just so much cooler.
So you're just thinking of like, I mean, I just wanted to know what's the line. Let me simplify it a little bit. When you're in a war-torn country, do you still go to work? Like, do the people in the middle? I mean, Palestine and Gaza, that's a fucking whole other thing. But like, if you're just,
it can't be yes, because if they're fighting each other and there's extra blasts hitting buildings, like all you're waiting for is for the day when, like, if you don't stop going to work, then you're waiting for some sort of either technological breakdown or just building exploding. We're like, okay, I should go back to my family. So just fucking stick with your family from the beginning, or, you know, find your crew.
Fucking family. You keep bringing up family.
Oh man.
Well, that's why I'm like, find your crew, like get with people right away. Like,
fucking, oh dude, this is what we do. This is what we do. We get
apartment complex.
We steal a blimp and we retrofit it. We make it stronger on the outside. And then we get like a chain that's like 30 miles long, and we go up just into orbit, connected, tethered to the planet by the chain, and we just sit there and watch everything die.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure where you were going.
Like a space apartment 30 miles above the Earth.
Right. There's a lot that I have questions about, but I mean, in the end, you just want to watch a fireworks.
You're just watching TV.
I was like, yeah. why do we need the tether? And then where are we going to get the tether? It's a blimp. We can control it, right?
Well, we got to put a hose down to where there's air. Like a snorkel.
Oh, because we're going so far. Okay, so we're breathing through a hose.
Well, we'll make some sort of machine that gets the air.
Okay. And also we're going to make the blimp heavier. We're going to make it more armored.
Yeah.
There's a lot of questions I have. It just doesn't feel like the most practical plan.
I mean, part of me is like I'm gonna go to a brewery and fucking load up my car. Like, I can take this, right? Like, we're cool. The world's ending. Yeah. Can I just fill this up?
And when it comes to looting, I don't know that. I'm just wondering when it's gonna be. And if, for me, it's pretty easy. I'll just keep invoicing people.
This is what you do. You get a shopping cart and a fucking hand grenade. You pull the pen out, you put it in your mouth, you hold the hand grenade up, you walk around with the cart, and you fill the cart up, and then you walk back to your car, you load up your car, and then you put the pin back in the hand grenade, and you go. No one's going to fuck with you.
No one would do that now. You don't need an apocalypse to do that.
It would be hella fun to do that.
I feel like anyone in apocalypse would just shoot you from 20 feet away. I don't care if your grenade goes off. It's fucking kill
you. Yeah, but not inside of Costco.
Yes, I would if it's the fucking end of the world. I don't care. So it's going to blow up some Fritos? Oh, no. I can't eat this garbage that they've been peddling us for poison.
I would be offended by the grenade they've been giving us.
Huh?
I would be offended by the grenade. I'm like, dude, you're not getting away with that.
It would be fun to have grenades. I don't even know where to get them. Can you just buy them like guns?
I bet you could get one on the dark web.
I'm not good at that. Probably illegal. I mean, right?
Well, yeah, probably, sure. But who cares?
Well, no, you can get a grenade launcher that hooks to an M16. You can get flash grenades.
Nah.
What happens if this? Let's say this thing's coming in, this comet goes behind the sun, and then it never comes back.
Oh,
what do you do if that happens? Do you like?
I don't do shit.
Prepare.
No, I would assume that it burned up in the sun, or it got wrapped up into our circle thing. What's it called? The circle thing.
Orbit.
The whole orbit.
Yeah,
I would assume that it either burned into the sun somehow, or it's just now caught in our orbit. That's what it.
What if it just stopped and then split up into like 75 different ships?
I'm here for that, man, and I wouldn't do anything. I would wait until they got here, and I would accept my fate.
Do you think that if it did split up and whoever witnessed it happening, do you think they would tell everyone?
No.
Yeah, right? Me neither. No way.
No, I don't think we're getting any information about anything important.
at all.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen some shit. I mean, Stephen Greer's still legit, right?
The last video that I watched of his was actually today, and I was surprised at how much he was kind of saying a lot of things without saying stuff.
Yeah, like I was read in and blah, blah, blah. You know, like, yeah, like that.
Where I was kind of like, man, you listen, I love what he's doing, bro. with getting groups of people to meditate. And he's like, you know, he's always said they're here now. You can contact them now. So get on it.
Well, what is he saying? What is he saying these days?
Well, I'm just saying the video I watched today.
Is there an interview about Greer talking about this thing?
Find it.
I don't think so. Musk is not that he's Musk was saying stuff, you know, that like.
Musk is like such a fucking idiot.
I know. I know. I forget what he said.
He's so fucking high on ketamine. Even if he was smart, which he's not.
He's giving ketamine a bad name.
I agree with that.
I feel like everybody who does ketamine, listen, nothing against you, but it feels like a very degenerate thing to do. I don't really trust anyone who's like really into ketamine.
I think it as a drug is so much different than it as a healing your brain thing. It's got to, you know, it's basically microdose to macrodose. It's like,
okay, yeah, fine. That doesn't change my perspective of people who abuse it at all.
For sure. Like
I don't know anyone who microdoses it. Well, all I know is people who fucking go for it, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about did Greer do an interview on this fucking thing that we're talking about? I-2-3 whatever the fuck.
I mean, I know that because he's very up on.
I can find out,
because if he's not talking about it, it's like this guy doesn't have more money to make. He's not gonna fucking put out a video.
And MDT hasn't done anything yet either.
No, he's talked about this a few times. I just didn't watch any of them. All I can do is click on videos to see what he said.
That's fine. I was just curious if you knew.
One thing. Here's a quick quote. If this comes out the way it's being directed now, it'll be 1,000 times worse than. It'd be a global catastrophe. I don't know what it is. Sorry.
Yeah, great. I don't care, man. Like, go ahead. That's not my problem. That's for all you motherfuckers who needed all the money. You figure it out. I'm down here. I'm not doing shit. God damn it. I really hate life. I really don't like it.
Yeah, no, it's talking balls, dude.
This is why I think that there has to be an afterlife. Because, like, why would I hate this so much? This is like a ride that we're on, and I hate it, and I'm never doing it again. I'm going to fucking do anything else than this. This sucks.
Dude, when you die, you're going to come to and start laughing, feel like you just did a hit of salvia and be hanging out with your boys somewhere else.
I know, it's going to be awesome. And then I'll be like, don't go to Earth. It sucks. You have to like fucking make money.
Yeah, like, that was the worst game ever. There's no it sucks.
Yeah, it's like Farm Simulator or something. I don't know why those games are popular. I don't know why people put themselves through that shit, but I feel like that's what we're doing.
You also think about how many people have like taking advantage of everyone else. It's like, man, fuck you. You know, it's kind of like just cheating. Yeah.
That's just like a mentality that I can't talk myself into. Just like being unscrupulous and fucking savage. Like, it's just not in me. I'm not saying I'm like the fucking best guy in the world, but like, I don't need $1 billion.
Yeah. It's a lot of work to be a fucking dick. You know, like, it's totally a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just inherit it all and then just be the worst person ever.
Oh God, yeah.
We should wrap it up though. So, I'm hoping it's aliens, and I hope they want to blow up Earth. What do you guys think?
I think space test from either the gods or aliens or both, whatever, the same thing. They're going by all the relevant spots to see if.
Oh, the consensus. You're sticking with the consensus. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Willie?
I like the idea that they're flying by all these planets, observing them, but also going to secretly observe us. I dig that idea. It's just such a unique and rare thing that if it's just a comet, it just seems too impossible. And so I think that there's multiple races here. Here just comes another one. And I'm hoping that they reveal something in some way.
I think it's pretty obvious, though. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. This is on your point. I think, like, if they're already here and you believe that, why isn't this just one of theirs?
I think that the things that are here have done a good job of remaining hidden, even though they haven't been that great.
Maybe because they're waiting for the fucking mothership to get here, you know?
Yeah, I mean, back up.
It's 12 miles big. How else do you take over a planet? Jet fighters?
Was another thing, too, for that thing going as fast as it is. If it hits anything, it's going to obliterate it, you know? If that hit Earth, it would kill Earth. Not that it's coming that close at all, but just saying, like, for them to say how fast it's going and how long it's been around, it's just like, I don't know. I don't think that things are flying through space. So if that thing is a probe, it's from another species like us that's all we did. We just send shit out and go look at stuff. The fact
find something and then we send more, I don't know why this can't be. I know, and this is so hypothetical, it's not even worth arguing about, but like, if aliens are already here, why couldn't it just be one of theirs? And they're going like, this is it. Get ready. I've been playing XCOM. It's just I always kind of watch the guys shipment for a little bit, and then I fucking bomb the shit out of them. They don't know I'm there for a couple turns.
Yeah. They're just getting some new alien coke. It's like, okay, just drop it off at Mars. We'll go get it.
That's interesting. That makes me like them. Then I'm like, let's hang out with these fucking aliens, man. Like,
you can't drop it off on Earth, man. They're on these other planets.
But don't you think the points that they make in Doctor Who about how great humans are, does that stick at all? Or is that just hubris? Is that just...
This is the thing
that
always kills me. I think that the worker bees are all nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fucking queen sucks.
Yeah.
I think they're like, we make it all about us. You know,
everybody everybody you meet wants to do good. It's like doctors like aren't trying to make money and dissuade people, but that's what ends up happening. But they still want to help people. But then all of a sudden you got like 20 people every 15 minutes and you just got to get to your golf tournament.
Right. But that doesn't mean you're like fucking not killing evil people. I mean, evil.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe Doctor Who's full of shit. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Doctor Who's full of shit.
I like things that try to be hopeful, because I just don't believe in any leader in any realm on Earth.
I think if they researched us, they'd laugh at us. I don't think we're doing anything impressive to them at all. I think, like I was joking before, I think maybe they had a different trajectory and saw how dumb we were, and then decided to take the around the back route because, like, let's just leave these idiots alone. They're going to fucking kill themselves eventually. I think apocalypse from nukes would happen before apocalypse from aliens.
Ooh, yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, I think skewing that way for sure. That's like...
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think, you know... Yeah,
but we got this guy. He's coming. This thing, it's coming.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. Nothing's going to happen. It's going to go through... And then nothing will happen.
I mean, maybe it'll come by and we'll be able to catch some kind of rare new element coming off of it that'll change things for the better or for the worse.
No, it won't, because then the people who get that element are just going to fucking pharmacy it and fucking sell it to us. And then we're just
a monthly subscription.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. And Timothy, thank you for joining us again. The album is called
Midstream Shifts.
Yeah, Midstream Shifts by Sound Became Color. Go check it out. It sounds pretty fun. I just like that you sampled all that stuff. Do you want to point to any socials or do any plugs outside of that? Or
I've got 6 songs up on TikTok right now.
Oh, where?
If you want to go check them out.
So, like, use them in my TikToks, or how does it work? Like, I gotta use them in my TikToks to hear them?
No. I made all the songs are really short, so I could put them in a full TikTok, and it's a video. There's a video companion with the album.
There's a what?
there's a video companion with the album. I made like visuals basically from.
Yeah, that looked like a lot of work, dude. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, like from, I got like racy horror trailers from the 70s. There's lots of boobs in it. And there's kaleidoscope boobs in the video.
So send me a couple links and I'll drop them into the description so people can check them out.
Cool. Cool. You know, there's a really cool like 26 second song you could play maybe at the end of the show.
Guys.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's let the audience go. We're going to continue the conversation on our bonus episode. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi to gain access to that. Timothy Pizza, thank you again for being here. And don't forget, everyone, that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. See you next time.
Bye.